This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is a Monday night. Cowboys-Giants in the Meadowlands. Monday Night Football. Cowboys lead it 6-3 midway through quarter number two. Twins rattle. Twins and White Sox begin the final three-game series at Target Field of the upcoming season tomorrow night. We'll be on the air at 6. First pitch about 6:40. It'll be cool at the ballpark. A frost advisory north and east of the cities. East of the St. Croix, north up toward Isani, Hinckley, and beyond. That frost advisory, and then you get to the Iron Range all the way up to the Canadian border. A freeze warning tonight, so colder stuff certainly on the way. We'll see a little bit of a warming trend later in the week. Gorgeous weather late in the week with highs around 70 and lows back into the 50s later in the week, and it will stay dry. So good weather week here in the Twin Cities. Minneapolis, St. Paul. What a football game. MIAC, St. John's, ranked number two at Bethel. Great rivalry game in the MIAC, two of the perennial powers. And the Bethel Royals get the W, the rain falling at the end of the game. And longtime Bethel head coach Steve Johnson joins us on the line. Steve, good to visit with you, and congrats on the big win.
Thanks, Steve. It was a lot of fun. It was a great atmosphere. It always is when Johnny's and Bethel play, and this one didn't disappoint. We were back and forth. I think the lead changed a bunch of times, but the biggest lead was 4, and that was the ending thing. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, great crowd on hand. I heard 7,000. Austin Legess, your sports information director, who's already called in a couple of reports on Saturday afternoon so far this fall, reported that. Just a fantastic crowd. What an atmosphere.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of our goal to, you know, we kind of want an auditorium that doesn't hold everybody, because it just, you know, it's just so much fun. So I just feel like, you know, 7,000 people there, everybody there cared a lot about the game, and it was a blast. And, you know, D3 football is it's at the purest sense, you know, to where you're kind of going. There's no commercials, nothing else, just going. And the game was like, it was intense, and, you know, some really good players. We had a blast.
Yeah, and new turf field this year. What are your thoughts a plan on the fake stuff now?
Yeah, this is the second year on it. We had it right at the beginning of last year. But, you know, we planned so much turf that we're used to it in that way. But for us, we had a beautiful, you know, a real turf field for years and years, and kept it great. And, you know, we loved it, but it just became practical, especially with playoffs and kind of things, that we could go. And we kind of held out for a while, really, and it wasn't like a financial problem, but we just loved it. At the same time, you know, 10 years ago, turf wasn't as good as it is now. And so today, like, it's been fantastic. So we just love it, and it's, you know, it's well done. Sprint Turf is the company, but it was, you know, it's bright. The lines are always straight. Everything about it is pretty fun.
Yeah, and do you practice on that field as well? I mean, is it one where you're practicing there, you know, during the week, getting ready for a game, you know, home on road, yeah. Or do you practice on the natural grass still as well?
Well, we practice. We do a huge percentage of everything that we do. We'll do on our field, and it's a little bit like shooting baskets in your own gym.
Yeah,
I think. But we also have behind our visiting bleachers, we have our old practice field, which is a real good natural turf field. So we do some work over there. We've got a couple sleds and things like that over there, and then if we're gonna play, I don't think we play anybody on grass because I think Carlton would be the only one that has it anymore. So if we had that kind of situation, maybe we'd be over there. But, these days it doesn't matter. You just play on what it is, and everybody's got pretty good stuff.
Yeah, and it is amazing. Just about all the high schools here in the cities and even some of the smaller towns are adding turf as well. So I suppose the kids that are coming to Bethel to play football, you know, they come up on it as well. So it's kind of the deal that's what the kids are used to these days.
Yeah, I think that's really true. I think they had to get used to us before.
Yep.
But yeah, it's good. The game was played in great conditions. There was barely any wind. It did rain kind of at the end, but it wasn't a factor at all. But it's great that it was good because the crowd showed up and it was lively, and the rivalry is great. There's a lot of respect. Our fans aren't in love with each other, but the players on the field, the coaches, we're pretty good friends, and we're going to compete like crazy with each other. But at the end of the day, Coach Fashin and I are going to hang out a little bit, and so it's really a great rivalry.
Yeah, and Bethel gets the win and ends a streak against St. John's. That's got to be a great feeling. But I'm sure you know in the back of your mind that you probably have another date with the Johnnies coming up at the end of the season.
Yeah, and that one, your next game is your most important one, and
sure.
And we've been pretty good at taking that challenge and having our guys do that way. But there's a lot of talk even after the game. Hey, we'll see you later, and not taking that at all, and taking anything for granted. But at the end of the day, both teams are. And it depends. I know there's injuries and things like that, but there's a good shot that we'll see those guys again. We're happy with what we did in that ball game, and if we lost by four, we wouldn't have a way different mindset. We kind of talk all the time. I don't care who you're playing. Every game is a gift. You can play basketball and hockey and some of that stuff for the rest of your life, but Football's special that way, and so it matters who you're playing, but not that much. It matters more about how you play and how you grow together.
Steve Johnson joining us, longtime Bethel coach. The Royals beat number 2 St. John's in that game in Arden Hills on Saturday. Quite a football game, and one of the storylines going in was the return of your outstanding quarterback, Jaron Rosty, and Patrick Royce, covered the game, did a really nice piece on it and talked about Jaron, but you got to be thrilled for that young man and the game he played in a big spot.
Yeah, Jaron is he's a unique individual. He has always got a happy heart. We want to recruit a bunch of happy-hearted, tough guys, and that's exactly what he is, but he dislocated his left elbow in the fourth play of the first game, and he had a little time to recover, but we didn't know, including him, how it would last and how it would feel. And I really kind of gave him permission to tag out, and I'll take the blame a little bit. But and Jaron, he's a competitor, and he's really authentic, and he's just kind of happy, and he cares about everybody, and but he's not really intimidated ever. So when he's in the ball game, he just raises the level of every guy on our team, even our coaches. He just raises our confidence level, and he's just got a calm toughness, and he doesn't overreact either way. And it's really kind of cool. It's really refreshing. He's really, obviously really a good player too. He can run and throw, but he's a great leader that way. And it's real natural. It's not, there's nothing put on. He's just authentic.
And Steve, all the years reporting the scores on Saturday and talking to coaches like yourself and players over the years, I'm always so impressed by these young men, and there's so much longevity among the coaches in this league like yourself. You've been at it at Bethel for over 3 decades, and I'm sure it's just a marvel as you say goodbye to a group of seniors, a group of freshmen come in, and they're just impressive human beings in this league.
You say that, and I kind of joke even in recruiting type things. I'm 66 years old. I've been hanging out with 20-year-olds for 46 years, and it's a really good gig. But you're really right. It's like there's some 20-year-olds on our team that I want to be like when I grow up. And it's impressive. They're funny, and I think one of the things in our league is like our coaches by and large are. We really care about these kids. We care about winning. We care about football. But these guys know, there's some stuff. We don't have to put on stuff. We can be vulnerable in front of them, and they know we care about them. And, man, when somebody knows you care about them, you'll work pretty hard for them. And I think that's been – it's not even a question for us. And so everybody's kind of pulling in the same direction, and – each school's got its kind of own personality and things like that, and I just think it's unique, and I think it's the football. I don't think people realize how good the football is and how good the players are, probably at every level. But man, it's really good football with high character guys playing and really building. Really neat things into their lives. I think football is, I don't mean that. I love baseball, but football is such a unique, great game because, number one, it's so hard, and you choose to hang in there anyway, and you just need everybody. You just need big guys, and you need fast guys, and you just – there's so many different bodies and personalities, and you're all working together. It's a lot like life, it's a lot like a family. And you just pull together, and we have a thing where you got to throw your own stones, if you're in there. And so it's like, you can be yourself and be part of us, and it's neat. And the other thing, Steve, I think that, as you talk about, you say goodbye to these guys, we kind of don't, I don't,
sure.
Our seniors say, well, you guys, they know that I'll kind of punch them. If they talk about in 5 years, if they say, well, you guys are doing this and I'm about to, jump through the phone on you because you're us, you're us for life, buddy. So win or lose, so anyway, but that's a special thing too. And I think it is just a good example for having a family later on, the kind of dad you want to be. You want to be a teammate that sometimes you're a leader and sometimes you're hanging on and you're holding your buddies accountable and you're hugging him when he's down. And, there's just so many cool things that happen.
Yeah. And Steve, do you think that the fact that it is about yes, football, but school and life in the MIAC because of the longevity in the coaches at all these schools that stick around for so long and like to be part of this process, and you see the groups come in and you stay in touch with all of these kids that it really does get in your blood, this Division III football, that it is different than what happens, say, at D1.
Well, it really is, and there's not a financial thing. Well, I gotta hang in there you know, because I'm making money or whatever. And there's nothing to begrudge that. I'm just fine with that. But there's a pureness about that. But it feels like there's more love of the game, love of your buddies. You know, we want to have a bunch of guys that love the Lord, love football, and love each other. And you can get pretty powerful with that. And so we're kind of not, you know, you can't count stuff and all that, but just our community is so tight and it's so good and the brotherhood is neat. And it's not put on, you know, it's not a rah-rah, sis, boom, bah, but it's a deeper loyalty than that. And so, you know, that's part of that crowd. There are just a lot of alumni from both teams because the rivalry has been good and long, and, you know, it's one-sided wins-wise, but our games are ridiculous every time, and it's really kind of fun that way. And so, I don't know, I feel blessed to be part of that whole deal where, you know, these guys, I have a lot of parents that thank me for the influence in their kids, and I'm like, no, thank you. Your kid does it. But, you know, I mean, I get as much out of it as they do, and it's not about, you know, one guy or even a few guys. It's about all of us together. Man, if you jump in, one of our coaches, Mike McElroy, says, if you'll let it, this place will change you. And that's a cool deal because it's like you gotta give yourself up, but it doesn't mean you're, you know, sitting around. It means you got to get great and give it away to us and let's have a blast together. And just it kind of catches on and you get good at what you practice.
Well, it's a joy week in and week out to certainly follow it. And Steve, good to visit with you, and congrats on the win and congrats to your players. And right back at it next week as the MIAC season continues.
You're right. Here we go.
Yeah, well, thanks again for the time.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
Yeah, Steve Johns, longtime head coach of the Bethel Royals with a huge win over St. John's on Saturday. Jaron Rosty, quite a performance.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.